They did it this morning. They did a phenomenal job. I think you're really going to enjoy it. But the FMYC, it was in Fort Collins, Colorado. I want to walk you through a few pictures and a couple of videos, all right? Here's the next picture. There were 10 of us that left last Sunday to go to Syracuse. Those are the 10. There were actually 5 adults, 5 youth, 5 kids. We drove to Syracuse on a Sunday afternoon. Of course, we had a good dinner. Here's the next picture. Great time together. It's just a lot of fun. Monday morning, we flew out at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I just have to stop. Some of these kids don't really like early. But I want you to give them a hand now for being early, all right? So the next picture, we flew out of Syracuse, went to Chicago. Pastor Jack got this shot. We then, from Chicago, went to Denver, got on a bus, went about an hour and a half, 2 hours, to Fort Collins. And here's our arrival picture at the college campus. That's it. And it was at Colorado State University. And some of you, there was other ones, Colleen, I think she's been there in the past. Just a beautiful campus. So here's the next picture. FMYC's been at this campus for many times and many over the years. And so that's where it all happened. Well, here's what the theme of the conference was. It was marked. And let me just explain that. The entire week, the speakers spoke on how we are marked by Jesus. We can get marked in so many ways. The world marks us, or tries to. And our friends, they have a voice into our life. But that's not what really counts. Neither do our failures or successes define us. What defines us is what God says about us and who we are in Him. And so our whole theme during the week, speakers spoke about how to be marked by Jesus Himself in a relationship with Him to allow the Spirit of God to speak to us. And it was a powerful week. So I want to read just a few verses, and they're out of Numbers. And you'll recognize probably the first three, but then I'll read the fourth one. It's the Aaron blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Now, we know those verses. Let me read the next one. So they will put My name on Israel, and I will bless them. Here's what it says. God wants to mark us by putting His name on us. You know, I observed some of the shirts out there, and there was Under Armour, there was shirts that advertised universities and the Let's Do It, the Nike brand, and we're marked in different ways. But here's the point. The entire conference was built around the theme that we must be marked by Jesus and live in relationship with Him in such a way it defines who we are. So the 9 people that are going to come up and share, they're going to talk about how they were marked this past week. It was a powerful week. Well, let me keep going here. There was a rapper that was the MC of the entire week. His name was CJ, great guy. He put together a video. It's about a minute long to introduce the entire theme. And so I'm going to have Jonica cue it up and let's play it.
If I told you that you were marked, would you believe it? If I told you that you were marked, would you receive it? If I told you that you were marked and that you were set apart and be a generation that would share the heart of Jesus? What if I told you that you were marked by love and marked by grace and marked by mercy and you were marked by faith? I'm not just speaking about the physical and not including the spiritual. When you're marked, it's noticeable, it's clear, it's apparent, and it's visible. You are a chosen people, a holy nation with a statement of holding faith. You are God's special possession, warriors, but we are far from a golden state. We will sing praises to the Lord who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We will be a generation that see revival, and this week will be a spark and ignite. From the music to the message, God is moving, it's a blessing. The influence is expressing that the movement is refreshing. So to the students, here's a question. FMYC, are you ready?
So as I mentioned, that's our theme for the week. And go back to the pictures, a few more here. A guy by the name of Brock Morgan was our speaker at nights. And this is him. Did a phenomenal job. I've been to three of these events at Fort Collins. This guy was probably one of the better speakers. Could really connect with the youth in some of the issues they deal with in terms of anxiety and the struggles of life. So Brock was great. We had morning speakers, breakout sessions, and then he would anchor the evening services. There was a singing group called Every Heart, and got a couple pictures, and the kids really connected with the singing group. It was a phenomenal time. Here's the second one. And during the week, or the as the week went on, they got a little looser, and I got to show you a 36-second video. If you look, you can see Robert and TJ in the back of this song. Go ahead and play it, Jonica. Girls were in there somewhere, I'm not exactly sure where. So anyway, the last night, Friday night, the next to last picture here, Zach Fleming, who organized the event, he was the leader, kind of led the service, and we ended up having a communion together. Here's the next picture. We broke out with each of our youth groups, and we just had a special time together. So I want to show you one last picture of what people look like at 6 a.m. in the morning, all right? Isn't that a good-looking group for 6 a.m.? We had a meet at 5:45, okay? And I got to give credit to the kids. They did a great job, even though some of them do not like early, right? But this is around 6 a.m. Went to Denver, flew back to a nonstop flight to Syracuse, got home last night around 6:30. Let me just say a special word of thanks to you, the church family, who prayed and gave that this trip could be possible. And we just appreciate you so much. It was a powerful week for all of us, including the adults. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just give every person a chunk of time to come up here and share how they were marked by God's Spirit. So Elissa's gonna go first, and I have to say it was great having her. She wants to continue to do youth ministry in the future. And so it's just a good experience for her. And then afterwards, all five of the kids are going to come up, and they'll go one by one to share their story. Elissa, come on up. Let's give her a hand.
Good morning. So I'm Elissa. By the way, first service people, if you were here for that, my brain wasn't working, so there's going to be a couple more things added in that I wanted to say. But starting off, the people who were there on the trip, I think Larry should start the service by saying NHCC, and then everybody yells, you know. That's what CJ did with us. He yelled FMYC, and everybody yelled back, you know. So, get a pointer. So, this trip, I went on as a chaperone. In the past, I've always been one of the youth, so it was kind of cool to see how God was going to work in every one of them. But I don't have a picture because I figured it'd be a little bit nicer. But Larry likes to take pictures of us at our worst, which is 5 o'clock in the morning. You may think we look our best, but we don't. So if you'd like to see what Larry looks like 4 hours after waking up at 5 a.m., come see me later. So going on this trip, you know, I started off before we went, I prayed that God would do something in each one of these kids, whether it be big or small. And he did something not only in them, but in me and all the other chaperones. But these kids were impacted greatly, and I saw on the first night. So one thing that I wanted to talk about was in one of our breakout sessions, which I forgot to talk about earlier. So the guy who was in charge, it was one of the guys from Every Heart, and he talked about just like Jesus in the ordinary day and that kind of thing. So they went through this cycle of basically like how your faith works, and it starts off with an encounter. We all have, you know, we'll have an encounter with Jesus where it's like overwhelming and we're like, wow, this is great. And then it moves on to revival. And the revival is, you know, we're brought up new and we have a new heart and we're just, you know, on fire for God. So a lot of times we see that we have this and we're like, oh, this is great. And then it kind of just starts to dissipate because we're not getting the next step, which is intimacy with God. We're not reading his word every day. We're not having fellowship with other Christians, and we're not having that intimacy with God. And that's what's important to bring us to the next one, which is Christ-likeness. And it's, you know, we are looking like Jesus throughout our day and just showing the love of God. So I feel like that's something important for not just the youth to hear, but something for all of us to hear, because we all have those times in our lives where, you know, something happens and we're like, wow, this is great. You know, God is good. And then it just kind of dies off. So I just wanted to talk about that. And then another thing that Brock said was, Pastor Brock was the leader, I think he mentioned that, but he said that there's nothing comfortable about following Jesus. So he also made a comment of, don't be addicted to comfortability. And I think that's also something that we tend to hold on to as Christians is, you know, we get comfortable in our comfort zone. And, you know, this trip really pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I know everybody else did. So that, and, you know, people who follow Jesus actually follow Jesus, and they pursue him every day, and they do everything they can to look like him. So those were just some parts that resonated with me. But thank you to everybody who contributed to this trip, whether it be prayer or financial. And it really, like, the investment was good for these kids, because I've never seen a group of high schoolers that on fire for God. Like, it's very easy to just give in to what society says and kind of hide your faith because everybody around you isn't doing the same thing you are. But one thing we learned this week was, you know, if you're feeling pulled to say something, do something, and just like show the love of God, you just do it. So thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. And I'm going to have the five youth that went. Come on up. TJ, Robert, Olivia, Amelia Grace, and Avery. And I'm going to have each of them introduce themselves when they get up here, and then they can share their story. Aren't they a good-looking group? Yes. TJ, you up first.
Hello, my name's TJ Tweedy. I'm going to be going into sophomore year this next year of high school. Before I start, I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped us go, everybody who helped donate, everybody who bought donuts, the church family, my parents especially. They gave an amount of money that I can't even fathom. The day that stuck out to me most had to have been Wednesday. It was just a normal day. We were having fun until the night service. Brock talked about letting go and embracing Jesus, which at the time I have never done before. Towards the end of everything that happened, he called up all the youth pastors and leaders to go up and to pray for people. Now, I didn't know that all the youth were going to get called up after, so I went up when I wasn't supposed to. For 2 minutes maybe, I was like the only person up there my age. Wasn't supposed to be up there, but I felt like I was being called by Jesus to go up there. Jesus spoke to me down there. I was kneeling right there, sobbing my eyes out. He spoke to me. He told me to let go, and he told me to embrace him, and I did. After that, I felt a lot more confident than I did before. I felt a lot more happy. I have a Bible verse, Joshua 1:9. It says, "Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That verse personally sticks to me because of how it says, don't be afraid. I was afraid to embrace Jesus before this trip. I thought I was going to be judged, which I guarantee by some people I still will be, but now I know what is real and what is not. I felt like after this trip, I was truly marked. I fully believe in Jesus. Going into this, I didn't. Going into this, I was kind of iffy. Now I'm 110% into it. Speaking to Jesus made me more confident, made me a better person, made me more believe him more. Jesus made a huge difference in my life that day that I will never be able to repay him. And yeah.
So, my name is Robert, what's up? And I'm going into my senior year, so. I don't know about that one, but so this whole trip I feel like has taken a big impact on me. I loved it. It was a pretty good experience for me. Like TJ said, the most impactful day was probably Wednesday. It's when we all went up and we all like got on our knees and we were prayed for. We were just all of that. It really spoke to all of us, and it was just an amazing moment. Brock talked about how to let things go. And I had a lot of things in my past that I needed to let go, and I needed to have a clean slate, and I needed to have confidence in myself and be vulnerable to everybody. Well, some people, because you never know. But that service went with I think Brock talked about this verse, John 11:35, two words, Jesus wept. If he could show weakness, everybody can show weakness. If everybody can, I don't know how to say this. If everybody can see your weakness and accept your weakness, yeah, it's just, yeah, even me and TJ being friends, this whole trip has made a big impact on all of us and everybody that went, and I'm going to say, thank you to everybody that helped us go, all the fundraising, all the people that prayed for us on the plane. We didn't have a problem on the plane. Yeah, it was just an amazing trip. And thank you all for this.
So I'm Olivia, and I'm going into eighth grade. So, before I was given the opportunity to go to the conference, I felt that God was not very close to me, and I did not take my faith very seriously. The first service, I immediately felt touched by the presence of God because I felt emotional right when I saw people going to the front on their knees and praying. I did feel a pull to go up, but I didn't because I was scared of what people would think about me. On Wednesday at the service, they called all the youth pastors up to pray over us, so our group went up. When I got there, I sat down and started praying. Immediately, I felt close to God, almost like he was standing there and listening. I started to tear up a bit when Pastor Larry came over and prayed with me to give myself to God. That night, I felt happy and filled with joy. As it says in Job 33:26, then that person pray to God and find favor with him. They will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them to full well-being. I feel connected to this verse because I felt that way when I was up there praying to God. I felt safer with him, and I felt his presence standing with me. I felt good. This conference changed my feelings about my faith because now I feel like I can rely on God when I need him. I've also learned from this conference to not be afraid of what other people think of you, because God is with you, and that's all that matters. Before I end, I just want to say thanks to all the people who donated and fundraised and all the prayers. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Avery Hitt. I'm going to be a sophomore this year. I just want to say thank you to God and everyone who donated and helped make this trip possible. It was an amazing trip. I learned a lot about myself on this trip, including how little trust I have in others. When I first signed up to go on this trip, I thought there wasn't anything more that I could learn about God and his teachings and lessons and faith. I thought I had learned everything, but During this trip, we heard life stories of different people, and each one of them had a new meaning, a new story, a new lesson. I saw how people put their everything into God, how they live for God. Like the band played at FMYC, they each had such a strong faith in God and love, and they would sing and about how wonderful and how much they believe in him. I realized how hard it was for me to fully be committed to someone, and how I have a constant paranoia that everything is going to change. That's going to go from good to bad in less than a second. But there was a saying that Pastor Brock spoke of, and it was how goldfish grow because of their environment. It was that quote that made me realize that I was trapped in a small bowl, surrounded by guilt in my past, and that I didn't want to be that way anymore. I didn't want to be small and trapped in something I can't change. I wanted to feel free, so I did something that I didn't expect, something that I thought I already did, and I gave all that I am to God and all that I will be. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amelia Kilmer. I'm going into freshman year. Yay, so exciting. First off, I want to thank everyone who made it possible for me and everyone else to enjoy and go on this amazing trip. Even if we had to wake up early, that was not my favorite part. The way I was marked during this trip was very important to me. Just a couple weeks ago, I used to dread going to church, and I thought God never loved me and that he was just against me. And also a couple weeks ago, my cousin Zach passed. And right before I went to Zach's funeral, there was the bake sale for money for this trip. And Pastor Larry walked up to me, and he's like, do you want to go on this trip? And I'm like, we'll see how it goes. And well, I'm back from the trip. Also, after the whole funeral, I was in shock way too much. I thought God was against me still. Let me go back to where I was. I was in defeat. But on Wednesday night, during the evening meeting, when all the pastors went up, like everyone else said, you could have got prayed for, and Chris got me, Olivia, and Avery to go up. I followed him. I kneeled down, and I felt amazing for going up. Then my favorite, Priscilla, I love you, came up and started praying for me and my loss. And all I did was cry. And there was this boy who walked up. He lives nowhere near here. His name is Colin. And he asked me what my name was, and he started praying for me. I just felt like God was really there for me. I have never felt that the way that I felt right then and there. Going up made all this pressure just leave my body. Loss, trauma, anxiety, just all left in a snap. I finally felt free. As Jesus says in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I finally felt a new freedom, and that's how God marked me during this amazing life-changing trip. Thank you, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped make this possible, God and Jesus. And again, Larry, you forgot me in the youth part of this whole thing here. You know, we talked about that this morning, but anyway, and like I said this morning, you know, I went there not knowing what to expect. You know, I brought all dressy clothes and things to look nice. I didn't know what it was going to be like, and it was very casual and wearing ball caps and everything. And but that just showed that it wasn't about your looks. It wasn't about your appearance, what you were wearing or anything like that. And a lot of these speakers came up there. I think the one guy, I think, wore the same shirt twice even, you know. But it was the message. And the message that they were bringing, you know, they were expressing the words of God passionately and really reaching out to these youth. And I was so impressed by everybody. Just, you know, it was coming from their heart, and they were translating the words of God into a message to these kids that is going to stick forever. And on some it already had, and some we saw grow as we were there. And it was so impressive, and I was very proud to be a part of it, and it was life-changing for me as an adult. And I hope that these kids can continue to, you know, be expressive about their faith and stay focused on what's important in life and not get wrapped up in like anxiety and depression and let the things that, you know, are affecting our kids the most really get to them. And the words of God, the way they translated it, it shows that those words are the tool that these kids need and adults too, to get through these hard times and to give them strength and to be better people and to, you know, make it contagious, like spread the word, you know, don't be shy, don't be embarrassed, don't be, you know, thinking about who's cool and who's not cool, you know. And I was just so impressed that with everybody there, and I would definitely recommend this for any youth out there, even adults, you know, a very life-changing experience, and I'm very thankful that I could go. Thank you.
Easy. I was sitting and they did all the work, and it was a beautiful concert too. It was a young, kind of new. Oh, is that what you were saying? Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Holly Starr, nice, nice young lady, very talented. Well, the title of our conference was marked, and it was an answer to prayer that I have been praying for years for these kids, and that we have been working together in the youth group to grow these kids out of religion into relationship. And this is what this conference was about. And all five of these kids are marked by God for greater things. But they also brought out in the conference that we're all marked by God. And we're in this together to spread the gospel and to meet the needs of all the lost and hurting people in the world. I do not have my notes. I don't know how to express to you how wonderful this was. There's so many points that we could make, and I thank each one of the kids who did such a great job making points, but there's so many more that we couldn't possibly give it all to you at once. I have to thank God for arranging this, because this is all planned, and they spoke that in the conference. You kids are here, everyone is here because God designed it, and he designed you to be here at this conference for his purpose, and he wants to put his mark on each and every one of you and send you out. And I am sure in my heart that God is calling out missionaries, pastors, workers. And they pointed out that we're marked for in the places where he puts us. And not everybody's going to be a pastor, and not everybody's going to be a youth leader, or even in the music ministry. But wherever you're put, you are marked for his purpose to further the gospel and bring the love of God to the hurting. And I have a verse for the five. I wish I had had them up here, but this, and this is from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is what God is speaking unto these kids. The Spirit of the Lord is on them. For he has anointed them to bring good news to the poor. He has sent them to proclaim that the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and they really emphasize that, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. I know this was planned by God many years ago when he gave me a verse and said, it's time for me to act. And I just thank him for the privilege of going on this trip with our pastors. I thank them for the dedication that they give to these kids. And I thank Chris for coming and joining us and driving my car. Thank you much, and God bless everyone.
So I want to tell you that for all of you who ate donuts, it was worth it. And Darlene making a couple trips down, as I said to Priscilla on this trip, that it was an expensive trip, much more than we anticipated. But if it had been $50,000, it was worth it. And so we want to thank you, the congregation. There was a lot of good things. I want to talk about one thing. On Monday night, the speaker was talking from Jeremiah. And the words that spoke to me, he said to all of us that God doesn't define us by our messes. Anybody ever had messes in their life? Yeah. You know, and we often define ourselves by the messes or the mistakes we make. And he was really clear, like, don't let your messes define you, who you are. So he read a couple of verses in Jeremiah chapter 3. It said, during the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She has gone up on every hill and under every spreading tree and has committed adultery there. And I thought that after she had done all of these things, she would return to me, but she did not. You know, you think, oh, that's kind of a messed up story, right? So then he says, well, wait a minute, go over to chapter 31. And then there's this verse where God took this mess and turned it into something good. It said, God then says to the children of Israel, I have loved you with an everlasting love, despite your messes, and I have drawn you with unfailing kindnesses. And here's the important part. He says, and I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt. I thought, wow, God can take the messes and he can rebuild, you know, and make them like it really never happened again. And he said, then you will go out and take up your trembles, and you will go out to dance and be joyful. And I thought, what an amazing way that God can take all of my messes, right? All of these kids' messes, all of them, and he can rebuild us. And so it was just one of the many, many, many things that God spoke to me about.
So this is out of script. I just asked Larry about it. But there was one thing that I wanted to say and kind of ask of you guys. So I really only talked to Grandma and Chris about this when we were on the trip. But as Larry said, we all kind of had like a connection with the praise team. They were really great, and they were all like younger and our age, so it was really easy to connect with them. But the whole time I was feeling like, I don't know, just very moved by them and kept like running through my head. They explained what they are, so it's Every Heart. It's like a huge movement that they do, and over the summer they go on tour, and there's like different bands. We had the Missional Rascals, but they have a bunch of different teams, and I had lunch with them and talked to them about joining the Every Heart team. And I don't know if that's something God's calling me to do, but I definitely felt some sort of push towards it. So I know that it's definitely, there's a lot of hoops I'd have to jump through in order to do it. But in that sense, I would just ask that you guys would pray that if God wants me to do it, that I'll do it. So.
Thank you, Alyssa. And thank you, everyone that shared. I want to share one kernel thought that spoke to my heart out of many during the week. I think it boils down to allowing grace to define my life. And as Jack said, it's not our messes, our failures, not even our successes. It's not the voices of our peers or what we think about ourselves. But when we understand God's grace and his love that marks us, it can set us free. I like Amelia, I believe you said that you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. So for me, one of the big takeaways was getting back to a center point of saying, Larry, let grace define your life, not your mistakes or something in the past. So it was a powerful week for all of us. So gang, thank you for everyone that shared, and church family for being a part of the making it possible and making it happen.